Taita ola Zimbabwe muhle ndeipi kuhamwa dzangu ndino mukamishira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection with your boy Mike Hove. Zimbabwe muhle, welcome mune chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki Studio 7's very own youth program The Connection that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Today is Tuesday the 13th of August 2019 and I'm your host Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe muhle ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection with your boy Mike Hove, aka Big Mike. Tonight on The Connection, we discuss something that seems to be the talk of the town, elizweni Zimbabwe. Namhlanje kuhlelo, we discuss the planned protests by the MDC led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa that are going to partake mhlaka 16 August, this Friday, musi wechishanu, ngolwesihlanu, during a rally at Mucheke Stadium, ukukumashingo, on the 15th of July, 2019. Advocate Nelson Chamisa vakati aiwa muri Zimbabwe stand by soon and very soon ndicharidza pito and ndikairidza pito muzoti aiwa yave nguva yekutibude nohwandu hwedu tinoratidzira. Advocate Nelson Chamisa mhlaka 15 July ngale masvingo wati hai muri Zimbabwe mina I'm going to blow a whistle and lapo when I hit that whistle everyone must know ukuthi hayi sekuyisikhathi sokuthi siphume ngobuningi bethu siyotshengisela. Kodwa Zimbabwe muhle, last week sibazwile phela abantu abe MDC hanzi Advocate Nelson Chamisa vakaridza pito iya vakati aiwa musi wechishanu mhlaka 16 hayi ziyawa Zimbabwe muhle hanzi musi wa 16 August 2019 musi wechishanu this Friday hanzi ngatiunga nei muHarare tinobuda nehuwandu hwedu tinoratidzira kutwa hayi if you're not happy ngesimo somnotso eZimbabwe esiloku siqhubekele phambili sigugudeka kutwa masiphumeni ngobunengi bethu siyotshengisela asihlanganeni eHarare mhlaka 16 ilolu dabo khona egudwini mthwakazi omuhle Zimbabwe muhle. However Zimbabwe muhle, this notion seems to be something that abe zanu PF uhulumende bathi hayi phansi ngakho we don't believe, we don't agree. Tonight we look to talk to abantu abasakhulayo, the youth that belong to MDC and ZANU PF about the planned protests. But we look to delve deeper, Zimbabwe muhle, not just ukukhuluma about ama protests that are going to be happening over the weekend. However, ngifuna ukuqhubekela phambili ngodaba lukhona egudwini, ngifisa ukuzwa from abantu abasakhulayo. I'm looking to understand from the youth participating in these protests ukuthi into yokuqala, what is motivating them for them to want to take to the streets of Zimbabwe beyotshengisela ngobunengi babo. Into yesibili is how is this protest any different from the last one? Into yesithathu, number three, the last one, ngifisa ukuzwa kibo ukuthi hi, what are you expecting to come out of this? What is the end goal? Abantu abasakhulayo, what is the end goal? Plus 1202619 2077 is the number to call. Nxa ufisa ukungena kuhlelo kodwa ngiyazi vele ukuthi sometimes abantu bayayithanda iWhatsApp, so lingangishayela ucingo kuWhatsApp, lingangithumezela umlayezelo. You can send my messages per plus 1202465 0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo, plus 1202619 2077 if you're looking to call. Kodwa abathandi WhatsApp, those that like WhatsApp, Mondroeroka, Mondinyorama message, Ipapopa, plus 1202-465-0318. Zimbabwe muhle, tukutepfenyura pamasaisai anoti 909 medium wave frequency tiripo zvekare pa 4930 pa 15460 uyezve pa 6065 kilohertz. Abafisa kubukela uhlelo loku internet siyasakaza as we speak emakhasini ethu amathathu www.voashona.com www.voandebele.com tikutepfenyura zvekare pa www.voazimbabwe.com. however ziyawa namhlanje We're also broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, Sikona Njalogu, VOA Studio 7, Tirukche Penyira Jakarepa, VOA Ndebele. So, Zimbabwe Omuhle, msakanga nukushare chirongwa, linga koshi pela, ukushare uhlelo, msakanga nukunyura ma comments, linga koshi pela, ufaka ma likes, lama hearts, njalo, msakanga nu, most importantly, kunyura ma number, write your numbers in the comments section, write your comments in the section, kuitra kundivere ngeka, maondre nyu, pa chirongwa, chevechidi, Chirongwa The Connection, mwineni Mike Hove. Ngatisangane ipadapa, tiripanu, pachirongwa The Connection.
Heita, 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 hola, ndeipiko, hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, 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 abontana. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3.
Imali ekolo, imali ekolo, ingoma eka DJ Skyver. Shout out to DJ Skyver for letting us use his song, imali ekolo. At Big Mike 3 is the username pa Twitter, ne pa Instagram. However, Zimbabwe Omuhle, ngatisangane ipapapo for the next hour. Tripana pa pa page, eduma tatu, VOA Shona. We're broadcasting live, ndripana pa mkwasa utawara neni, pa VOA Ndebele, uyeje, pa VOA Studio 7. So, asanganeni lapa, guselo lwetu lapa sakulayo, chirongwa chedu, chevechidiki. Chirongwa The Connection mwineni Mike Hove. Once again Zimbabwe Omuhle ndino mugamuchira chirongwa chedu chevechidiki, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets anything and everything youth related in Zimbabwe. Namhlanje kuhlelo we're talking about ama protests that are being planned by ibandla le MDC, the opposition in Zimbabwe. However, Zimbabwe Omuhle, before we delve deep into tonight's topic, let's backtrack jiggy back to 2018. On the 16th of August, it's not going to be the first time that Zimbabwe, go to the streets of Zimbabwe in protest of the economic situation in the country. Last year, Zimbabwe Omuhle, on the 30th of November 2018, the MDC organized another protest. Lapo abantu babe chengisela bekonona isimo somnotho esiloku siqhubekela phambili sigukutera. Last year, muswa 30 November, takaona obathole MDC navo futhi vachi organize imwe protest. Vanhu vakabuda nehuwandu wavo vachiratidzira vachiti atifara nemamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. Which, according to ZANU-PF officials, but last year, mhlaka 30, that protest was a flop. Let's take a look.
Members of the opposition took to the streets of Harare demanding the government address the shortages, inflation, and a lack of currency that are making it hard for average Zimbabweans to survive. Ahead of the protests, President Emmerson Mnangagwa warned the opposition not to abuse their right to demonstrate by engaging in violent or unruly acts. A junior minister said afterward the march was pointless.
Yes, it was a worthless effort and it was a big flop because people are seeing the unworthiness of just gathering in the streets and advocating for things that the government is already doing. So we are saying to the opposition partners, or those people in the opposition, to say they must join government in development projects, in ensuring that the country moves forward. Everyone is free to demonstrate, but don't just demonstrate unnecessarily.
But the opposition has vowed to keep mounting pressure on the government until the country's economic woes are addressed.
We are now surviving on God's grace. God is not taking care of us. He's actually causing deaths among us. It is now disease after disease. If you go to the hospital, they ask for U.S. dollars. Where do we get them?
Zimbabwe has grappled with currency shortages for years since abandoning its own dollar in 2008 amid record-setting inflation. The opposition movement for democratic change has not accepted President Emmerson Mnangagwa's election victory in the July general elections. On Thursday, the MDC said Mnangagwa has no clue how to solve the current economic crisis and said that the measures being introduced are not helping.
We are not going to stop protests until that new 2% tax on mobile transactions is scrapped. It's thievery. It must go. You, the government, ask citizens to pay duty in foreign currency, yet they are paid in local currency. All civil servants and everyone must be paid in US dollars.
It's a battle that is likely to go for a while as the government introduces more so-called austerity for prosperity measures that it believes are going to be painful but eventually beneficial for the citizens of Zimbabwe.
Right, Zimbabwe Omuhle, that was uColumbus Mavhunga. He was reporting last year. Echasisa ngobunenge esithi hayi ibandla leMDC bathole MDC vakabuda nehuwandu hwavo vakanoratidzira makaonawo apo umwe weZANU-PF when he was still a junior minister vachiti aha aiwa makatamisa enyunguva. But Zimbabwe Omuhle, that position was reiterated again. Fast forward 1 year later, at the Heroes celebrations izolo, sibone Deputy Minister of Defence, Honorable Victor Matemadanda, repeating a position in government. Let's take a look.
A very unfortunate situation, but well orchestrated by the perpetrators of violence who have wanted to have such a situation so that Zimbabwe is portrayed as a country that does not respect human life. There are many things that happened on the surface.
Do they respect human life?
Sorry?
I said that Zimbabwe respects human life.
Yes, it does. It does. This is why we fought humanity. This is why we protect them. But unfortunately, there are some people who think that democracy means outralism, where they can do what they want, which unfortunately is not the case. They have to respect the rights of other people. And once they do not do that, then they are violating the constitution, and anything can happen. But it's unfortunate that the occurrence of one occurrence happens. But no one had wanted. But you see, we had gone through the election without an instant of violence. But people had just wanted to have it so that they can have this country blame.
Well, nangu Honorable Victor Matemadanda is repeating a position ya uhulumende anza aiwa isu achupumirane nema protest arugurongwa nebato rinopikisa bato re MDC. Hi, +12024650318 is the number to text if you're looking to join us. Lingang shayela, ling tumeze lumla yezelo gu WhatsApp, gu nombolo yezeti +12024650318. Muri ya Zimbabwe, mwokwa sa unifuandara shwekari kama mshina upina mchirongwa, panaba zinoti +12026192077. Chirongwa D Connection, mwine ni Michael Hove. However, Zimbabwe Omuhle, let's head over to my first panelist joining me live via telephone from Zimbabwe, Mumnumzana Utenerai Obey Stole. He is the MDC youth chairperson. He is the person who was on the forefront. Mhlaka 15, lapo umongameli, umangumali owebandla elipikisayo ibandla le MDC, Van Nelson Chamisa wakati aiwa, patijaridza pitu, aiwa tubuda no wandu edu, saka batirai wangaripo, na o the chairman we bato re MDC in the youth league, vajit a isewe chitiki, we agree. Saka tatatikatua pinze mchirongwa, Tinzwe zvizere va Stole ndino mukamuchira muchirongwa. Welcome, welcome, welcome mune chirongwa chedu chevechidiki.
Aiwa ndinokutenda mukoma Mike, ndinokutenda nekuti ndiri pano muzvara nazi.
Ndimi kamukoma,
for even me
ndimi kamukoma, you're on the front line. Hanzi advocate Nelson Chamisa vakazoridza pito yeya vakati aiwa muso 16 ngatisangane ikuHarare uko tibude nehuwandu wedu tinoratidzira. Could you tell us a little more what exactly is pushing you guys as the young people, as the youth of Zimbabwe, to want to partake in this event and want to take to the streets of Harare in protest?
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, my brother Mike. There are several reasons which have motivated us to stand up as the young people and say, yes, let's take it to the streets. We realize that this economic situation is deteriorating each day. And this has been exacerbated mainly because of the joblessness nature of the current Zimbabwe that we are living in. High unemployment levels are slipping us each and every day. Mm-hmm. So if you look at that scenario, you realize that young people become the victims.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you realize that corruption has become something, a cancer of our society.
Mm-hmm.
That is led to underdevelopment at a time when we believe that the nation must be developing. If you also look into the issues of violations of fundamental human rights,
mm-hmm.
this is a continued trend, and this is happening at the end of the current government led by one Emmerson Mnangagwa. If you also look at the health sector, it's in tatters, it's in bad shape. If you also look into the education sector, it's also in bad shape. Especially for the education, both the education sector and the healthcare, you realize that the challenges are mainly to do with the exorbitance of the fees charged there. And beyond the fees being exorbitant, you also realize that the quality is poor.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have adequate medicine in our hospitals. We don't have adequate material in our schools, be it tertiary, primary, or secondary.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at all these issues, you realize that the nation of Zimbabwe, the country called Zimbabwe, is going through a series of crises,
mm-hmm.
and these need to be addressed now, mm-hmm. not later. Because the moment you allow these crises to be pursued without finding a lasting solution,
mm-hmm.
it means that everyone of us will suffer, and the suffering will lead to the demise of what we call a country. So I just decided as the young people to say, let's stand up and also allow our voices to be heard, allow our voices to be counted. Because the failure to protect, we are living in the present, yes, but also have a mandate or an obligation to protect the future. Because we are living today, we also live for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So we are here to safeguard the future.
Mm-hmm.
Because our future, if you allow this status quo to prevail any longer, you realize that our future is being robbed. So the young people, we are standing up at this particular moment to say enough to the suffering. The Zimbabwean nation has suffered for long. And it's high time we get solutions. And the solutions which we are trying to pursue are also going to be cognizant of the fact that the supreme law of the land, which is the Constitution, allows us to demonstrate a petition. If you look into the Constitution, Section 59, it is everyone's right to demonstrate a petition. They are simply converting what is written into practice. And this is a demonstration to ensure that there's restoration of dignity into one's life. There's also restoration to the right to life. If you focus into the same constitution, Section 48 speaks to the right to life. But if you look into the current trends, whatever that is happening in Zimbabwe is contrary to the right to life. As I highlighted earlier on, the issue to do with healthcare. When the healthcare is poor, then the right to life is challenged. Right now, we are going for days without electricity in our homes. If you don't have power, if you don't have energy, the right to life is equally challenged. So all these things that are confronting us are technically pointing or rather challenging the existence of the right to life.
Mkoma Obey, regarding the Kuvunze, you've mentioned a couple of points here, joblessness, corruption, violation of human rights, the health sector. Now, to tangira panyayo corruption, do you not feel like government is trying their best to address it? When Honorable Priska Mfumira is also going through a hot soup right now. The Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission has been set up, Vasunga Honorable, and she's going through the most. Do you not feel like the government is trying to deal with that issue?
You know what? Trying is not enough.
Mm.
And we've been on record indicating this. To say, if the fight against corruption is sincere from the angle of ZANU-PF, then the first target should be the man himself.
Mm-hmm.
We have cases of corruption that implicate Emmerson Mnangagwa. So if the fight against corruption is sincere, then why would you then exclude names like Emmerson Mnangagwa? Why would you not include names like Obed Mpofu? Why would you not include names like Kembo Moadi? You see? So, I mean, ZANU-PF has institutionalized corruption for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes surprising when the very same people who perpetuated corruption for years now stand up to say this person is more corrupt than the other.
As we're talking about ZANU-PF now, did they not also have an entire press conference panga chidoma mazita chiti Ningi is corrupt.
Actually, you know, that press conference, you will then realize that it was meant to hoodwink the ordinary Zimbabwean. Because even the very same people who are doing those press conferences, they have skeletons in their cupboards. So what I'm simply saying is that the institution called ZANU-PF is comprised of people who happen to be archbishops of corruption. So going forward, what I'm simply saying is that a fight against corruption cannot be done in a sincere manner for as long as it's coming from ZANU-PF. It is a case of expecting mosquito to cure malaria. Mm-hmm. When you talk about corruption being fought from ZANU-PF, I mean the whole institution is corrupt. All individuals in ZANU-PF are corrupt. I actually believe that for one to qualify to be a member of ZANU-PF must be corrupt enough. I believe it is one of the yardsticks to be a member of ZANU-PF. So saying, to believe that ZANU-PF is being sincere, I mean it's a lie. Because they are just targeting few individuals, leaving the broader aspects or the broader individuals who are entrenched within the corrupt tendencies and activities.
Mm-hmm.
I've given you one good example. Obed Mpofu, very corrupt, and it's on record. But why is it he's still walking scot-free? A few weeks ago, he was actually the frontman for ZANU-PF in campaigning in Lupane East. That simply means they are not sincere, because the real people who are corrupt are out there.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say Mpofu is not corrupt. Yes, she is. But I mean, there are more people in ZANU-PF who are also corrupt.
All right, Vasthuli.
As long as those people are yet to be targeted, we'll be clear on the position that this is not a sincere fight. I actually believe it's a purpose of paging individuals within ZANU-PF for their own political disagreements. This has nothing to do with the national interest.
All right, Vasthuli, again, but if I'm wrong, the Tore Mtere, and it's...
Sure.
All right, Zimbabwe Mose, Langumnumzana Tererai Obey Stole, he's the MDC Youth Chairperson. Now, for the record, we're trying to get a hold of Umnumzana Umabuto Moyo, who is lying on Sakulayo, Oevandele, ZANU-PF, Utilae, Angene, Utelo, Kuitraut, Tins, Wok, Iovichi, Batode, ZANU-PF, Varguti, Asna Tangeta Tauram Tereri, and then we're going to try to get Umabuto Utelo. Kola Palam Tereri, Arutanga Pindam Chirongwa, Ndiana Parnari.
Hello, Magadini.
Mushe, Zurufambe.
Yeah, I'm an underwater of Chowra. Greetings to all Zimbabweans, wherever they are. Not Angu Mutanga, no Kutora, no Retuma, my Chagatarsana, ne demonstration, protest against which one was sitting on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Jodaku, Pomerana, never Nodaku, it's a demonstration. She's a right to moon, basically. Demonstration kana zvichiitwa nenzira yerunyararo.
Mm-hmm.
Zvakaipisisa chose kuita protest inozopedzisira ichiva nomusindo, nokuti zvinokanganisa avo vamwe vasingadi kupinda mazviri zvopedzisira zvava nomusindo kusina kumira zvakanaka.
Mm-hmm.
Asi regedzai nditi zvezvakare. Ngatiedze kutarisa tichiti protest iri kurongwa neMDC haina kunyanya kuipa hayo, asi ina handiitori nenzira yavari kutaura nayo.
Ndinda
ndiri kuitora iri protest ine frustration of the outcome of election dzakaitwa pama election akadarika. And ndanga ndichifunga kuti vachamisa as a leader ari capacitated. He is going to take a decision, a decisive decision. Now that he has approached quite a number of leaders, and I think this morning I heard in the news, he approached my leaders. I think umwe wacho they are kubva Namibia. I can't remember the other one. He should have concentrated on that one, push them to become on the involvement of those people who are going to negotiate on the table to assist, if that was the idea that he thought.
Mm-hmm.
But with this other dimension which they are taking now, I'm not too sure whether the protest is going to be a peaceful one. If it is not, If it is not, it's a pity that the next day that we are going to discuss this, it is going to be extremely a little bit harsher than whatever anybody is thinking of. All I'm trying to say is, Takatasana Mimarevich big up. Ista Hidua Mirakuru. Takapinda Mohondo, Nikaita Sununguka, Sunusataita Resira, Akiskusone and Gupaswara Nas, but we still have got a walk. Corruption in Hutawikai, the corruption in Akakurisita Skuru, so Uti, and the Putram Nanga, Bangabum Kamangwana, Wakatri, Hima Ikatopera. But with the approach that the government is taking now, I'm sure it is a signal out there that corruption is no longer a game of the day. Ndinevimbozwe zvakare zvevaho rekuti kana nyika yakanga yapiwa mukana zvisinei nokuti MDC inochema ichiti maelection akapiwa akabirirwa zvemhando dzepamusoro-soro. Kana nyika yakanga yawana confidence kubva kuopposition nevagari vari munyika kuti okay, ndo zvaitika izvo zvaitika. Let's just say kuti kuchema kwavo ndo zvakwai reri. Ndo zvaitika, ndo zvaitika. Vatichivaka nyika yedu tione famba nyika yedu. By now, we could have been at a quarter stage. But we cannot move, more especially the eyes of the international are watching, having the confidence in MDC. The so-called regime change is not going to come today, not tomorrow. But the values of the Zimbabwean people, it has to be observed. And I want you to say, finally, when you are going for this protest, can you try to do it in peaceful, much in peaceful, don't ever try to do unnecessary. The country is completely in a horrible situation. That affects both MDC and ZANU-PF members. But let us have a hope of our country.
I want Vamananda, Vamananda, Takarwa Baba, Panewangu, Abtirira, Daupina, Mchirongwa, Ndidimkom.
Thank you very much. Genotenda, Angu, Nekundi, Popa, Mangita.
Ndizo izvozvo. Right, Zulukanda Balemzule, umnumzana uMananda. Let me quickly go back to Ope. Sizwe kuti yena uOpe uthini. Ope, uchiripo parinare here mngoma? Vastole.
Ndiripo mkoma.
Right, manzwa muteereri apinda, he raised a lot of issues. And the first one I really want us to address is, let's go to the safety issues. Protests in Zimbabwe thus far have been something that seems to be very harmful for Anwechidiki, especially the youth of the country. We've seen property destroyed, we've seen young people injured, we've seen young people lose lives. What safety precautions have you guys put in place to ensure kuti pamunobuda nehwandu henyu musi wa 16 murinoratidzira and it's a peaceful protest?
Okay, there are two things that I want to highlight here. First, is that people must not assume that MDC is not a party of Zimbabweans. The fact that MDC is a party for Zimbabweans by Zimbabweans means a lot with regards to our operational framework. Because we are Zimbabweans, Zimbabwe is the only place, the only place we call home. So it can never be part of our agenda to be violent in a way that then destroys the same country which you want to lead. So for that particular reason, people should understand that as a party, we are a peace-abiding movement. We are a peace-abiding political party. This brings me to the second issue, that going forward on the 16th of August, our process is going to be entrenched deeply in a peaceful manner. For that particular reason, you have already activated several peace marshals. We are going to take care of the people who are going to march. And at the same time, we are all going also to be on the look on people who might be planted among us, the peaceful citizens of Zimbabwe, just to cause commotion and chaos. We are going to guard jealously against that. We are also going to be having several cameras that are there to capture any incident of commotion and any attempt to cause violence. Because violence has no room in our party processes. Violence has no room in the Zimbabwean life. This is why we are also standing up against the challenge that we are facing today. Because if you look into the challenge that we are facing as Zimbabweans, they are also part of violence, which are saying we don't deserve violence as a nation. People tend to focus on violence in its own physical manner, forgetting that you also have structural violence. Earlier on, I spoke about the failure of people to access education. That alone is violence, but structural violence. If also then people fail to get health care when they are supposed to, that alone is also violence, yet it's structural. So we're actually faced with a scenario where we have a government that lives in violence, that perpetuates violence. So we are standing up as an alternative to say this is not what the Zimbabwean community deserves. Zimbabweans deserve peace. Zimbabweans deserve peace unconditionally. This is why we are here, to offer or rather proffer a new Zimbabwe where peace is never challenged, where peace is never questioned. So yes, peace is what you value. Peace is what is going to be guiding us as we march from point A to point B, as we march to raise our displeasure against the failures of the ED-led government.
All right, Mabuto. I see. Thanks to Mabuto. I want to rekunza zvakanaka vasitole. Now, let's move forward and go back to the youth issue. You've talked about employment. You've talked about several different issues. This is not the first time that you guys have protested in protest of the economical situation. That is the biggest thing that's causing the joblessness. Now, after Friday, what exactly is your plan, one? And secondly, is Harare the only place that you guys are planning protests?
Okay, that's fine. Harare is not the only place which we are planning to have a protest, because people in Zimbabwe are suffering across the whole nation. The challenges that I've highlighted, among others that I did not highlight, everyone is being confronted with these challenges, whether in Harare or any other place that you might think of. So Harare is only going to be the starting point of a series of action. Harare is the first, but more are going to follow. And these protests are not going to end with Harare alone. We are going to have a proper plan, a strategic plan, where we are going to demonstrate from this end to the other end. Because every Zimbabwean is suffering, and every Zimbabwean is craving for change. Therefore, we need to award a chance to every Zimbabwean to exercise his or her fundamental human right within his or her vicinity. So Harare is only the groundbreaking ceremony, which is going to be led by, to be followed by other actions that are going to be taking place in various areas. And those dates are going to be communicated to the public so that they also know that action is going to take place in their areas. For now, Harare is the starting point, 16 August, which is this coming Friday. But after the event, after the Harare protest, we are going to be visiting other areas as well, where action is going to be ignited. Our cause is a genuine cause. It's a just cause. It's a constitutional cause. We are simply taking what rightfully belongs to us constitutionally, putting it into practice to ensure that the current people occupying the corridors of power realize that the people of Zimbabwe are not happy with the way that they are, with the way that they are doing their things with regards to the governance of this country.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, Zimbabwe is the first. Harare is the first, but going forward, it's going to be everywhere, spread all over Zimbabwe.
But now that you've mentioned that, I've seen flyers on social media. So is it just social media that are saying that Muswa 19, you guys are going to be in Bulawayo?
It's indeed true.
Okay.
It's indeed true. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, Limzwile, mthwakazo muhle kuthiwa mhlaka 19. Hey, gontu tuzea tunga. Hai, kuthiwa ziawa. Kuthiwa pumani ngobunenge benu liyotshengisela. Kodwa Zimbabwe muhle, we're still trying to get a hold of Umabutho Moyo or ZANU-PF so that laye angene kuhlelo azikhulumele ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo abebandlele ZANU-PF ndiyaphi maundro awo. Kodwa asambene emakhasini ethu sibone ukuthi abantu bathini before we go to our next guest. Nangu Khethiwe Ncube uthi amashona omsakazi, hayi sisikhethiwe unjani, uClemence laye unjani put Clements utawobe uthi hayi unginika amehlo wazi wabamba ifoni unjani tawu nangumbaruku Isaac uthi amashona unjani puti Discipline Gilson Madanire uthi ZANU PF zese ne MDC ndo varikuita kuti kutambure avo because varikudaidzira zvirango ZANU PF nedivi hanzi uori saka vese ngavanyarare. Hai kutwa ZANU PF njalo EMTC kutwa hai they are both causing issues so kutwa nonke bobabili tunani. Sikhumbuzo uphindo wathi like uthi why are Harare people so angry and bitter? Sikhumbuzo uphindo wathi nanga umbuzo uthi what solutions do you have in place besides making noise on the streets of Harare? Sizaz we'll go to umnumzana obey soon sizokuthi uthini. Ukhurana uthi uMananda you are an SA, those are South Africans, they fought hard for their country, go back to them and fix your country. Utekane uthi Mananda you must know ukuthi hayi iZANU PF ibulala abantu asazi ukuthi lokho kulik so na ngikhangilukuthi ongisakhulayo owebandlele ZANU PF uzangena kuhlelo azikhulumele ukuthi is it ZANU PF nguhulumende what exactly is going on. Asi papeji redu re VOA shona kuri kufaya vanhu vari kufara vanhu vari kuisa ma like nema heart. Lydia ari kuti obey vaisa vanhu vachitamba tivanhu tuyota twakadzi tuyota twakapfeka madress ari red. Uprosi uti Mananda you are coward and you support corruption. But I ati we don't atikurudzire maondoro akadaro vamanhu nda wapinda omuchirongwa kana munenya nawo mo vanyorera papage rao. Ulidia upinda wati ZANU PF said they have degrees of violence wafaka umlomo wathi wavala umlomo ukuthi kuliqiniso na asazi sikhangela ukuthi uBabutho Boyo will come into the program azikhulumele. Uthawurai uthi ramba wakadzvanya tirirai obey Sithole we are behind all the way until freedom comes. UArthur Jimson uthi comments can tell people need these demonstrations. Hi asazi kodwa simpapo muhle let's move forward lo hlelo lukhona egudwini chirongwa the connection mwine ni Mike Hoven nasi mchirongwa chukutara nenyaya yezu ma protests that are being planned by the MDC kuhlelo okwamanje silomnumzana Tererai Obey Sithole who is the MDC youth chairman. Kodwa also a second guest joining me namhlanje kuhlelo is Kelvin Manduna. Kelvin is an independent commentator hi indaba ezombusazwe hi he knows it very well, we've had him on the program before and he was in studio kodwa namhlanje he couldn't join us in studio kodwa sithi simxhume singenise kuhlelo sizokuthi what do independent minds have to say about the topic. Kelvin Manduna ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo buti. Kelvin ukhona ecingweni?
Ngikhona Mike uyangizwa?
Hayi ngiyakuzwa kahle butazi unjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila unjani baba?
Hayi mina ngiphilile ngiphilile. Welcome 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 to our program namhlanje buti.
Thank you.
Right, so Kelvin, udabule khona egodweni, abasakhulayo uyamuzwa uObey Tererai Sithole, uthi hayi, ngolwesihlanu siyaphuma ngobunengi bethu, njengebandla leMDC, and we're pulling the Zimbabwe with us, siyotshengisela ngobunengi bethu, so that we show the world ukuthi hayi, thina we're not happy nezuri kuyitika mZimbabwe. As an independent thinker, how do you take something like that? Is it worth it? This is not the first protest that's happening. Is it really worth it?
I think it's worth it. If you go by what was happening in social media and other places of commentary, people have been agitating to say to the MDC, can you do something or be seen to be doing something? The only avenue where they really have to protest things is in parliament. And we have seen MPs like Mliswa and so on making a lot of noise. But they are quite important in terms of getting results out of that parliament. So outside of there, they have no other avenue to express this discontent. So I think it's a good idea. Let them go for it. The only issue then is that these protests can take a life of their own. And we know there are always rumors of the ruling party infiltrating such things and hooligans from the ruling party then perpetrating violence, pretending to be MDC supporters and so on. So they always have to be careful of that. We have seen in other countries where protests have taken a life of their own, like in Sudan, and it has ended up toppling the government. So I'm sure the government on its side will be very wary, very cautious of how events unfold. But it's our constitutional right to protest, so I think it's a good idea for them to do so.
Mm-hmm. Now, uhulumende yena is saying, hayi, babona ngani, this is not the right move for them to do. Do you not think it's necessary, ukuthi, instead of niphume ngobuningi benu and leading to a possibility of people losing their lives, property being damaged and more, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lo Chamisa bona, they sit down bobabili and they figure out a way forward? Should that not be an option?
Well, I think you can walk and chew gum, as they say. They can do their protests, and out of that, they can always sit down. I'm not sure what this sitting down will achieve. I always hear about they must sit down, but never the framework of what must be achieved in this sitting down. For now, I think it's important people express their frustration. The government must see that people are really suffering, and they must vent this frustration in a peaceful way, of course.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, as we move forward, once again, on the issue of safety, you're hearing abasakhulayo bebandla ube ukhona ecingweni uthi they're looking towards putting safety precautions. Now, if there really is someone who ngempela uthi hayi namhlanje we want to cause violence, is that not something that, you know, the ordinary youth, because at the end of the day, it's abantu abasakhulayo who are at the front line of this, should be scared of?
I think, look, in a normal situation, people protest and the authorities take whatever precaution. We are simply people who have training in these things on how to manage crowds, how to de-escalate situations. We see the world over violent protests which are taking place and no one is killed. Police are trained in how to de-escalate. And this is what we want to see in Zimbabwe. The right to protest and to assemble is in the constitution. And we want to develop a culture where people can protest freely. And it's orderly, and you know that you go home at the end of the day. Who kills people but is the security forces at the end of the day? So they are the ones who the caution should go to, that they must apply themselves properly and lawfully so that no one is killed on the day. If there is violence, they must be on hand to deal with it in a lawful manner so that everybody goes home at the end of the day safely.
Ngiyakuzwa Kelvin, wathi ngibambe umnomo kancane. Let me go back to uTerry sizokuthi yena uthini ngombono wakho. Mkoma Terry, muripopari nare?
Ngiripo Mkoma Mike.
Right, man, zwazwa zwitaurwa na Kelvin and this. Right, ngatitangire ipanya yevechidiki. You've touched on several different issues as to what they stand to gain from this. But you'll find that there's a lot of young people who, as mentioned by some of the listeners in our comments, are frustrated. They are tired. They don't know what it is. And vangovana ngobuda vachinoratidzira asi vasikuziva kuti vari kuchii chavari kunoratidzira. As young people, how are you guiding the youth so that they understand, first of all, that there's a possibility that anything could happen? Even though you guys put the safety precautions in line, anything could happen. How are you going about making them understand that you're doing this, but anything can happen?
Oh, okay. As a build up to this 16th of August protest, we've been reaching out to all our party structures in various districts here in Harare, where we have been sharing with them the idea. Basically, we've been conscientizing every other person who would attend that meeting to say these are the issues that are making us get into the streets. But beyond just getting in the streets, we are reminding each other that we have a responsibility to take care of the next person. Because the fight that you are pursuing is a fight to lead. And to lead in a proper way. So what it means is that it includes the survival of people. No one would want to lead a Zimbabwe without the people to lead. So it is our responsibility as the young people to say, as we pursue the goodness of this country, also need to safeguard the next person. So these are the efforts that we've been taking right now. I mean, today you actually had those particular meetings in various constituencies. I was part of four of them just for today. Mm-hmm. We've been talking to the people to say, as we go to this march, we are cognizant of the fact that everyone is angry, everyone is frustrated. But let's not be tempted in any way to be involved in any violent manner.
Mm-hmm.
We should maintain peace, because peace is the best way to confront issues when dealing with a violent government like the one which we have here in Zimbabwe. So yes, in terms of conscientization, we have been doing a lot of meetings with our people, and we are still doing more up until the day where we are going to take to the streets. Because it is important to have people who understand and appreciate what we are doing, why we are doing it, and how we are going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So like in this case, we highlighted the national grievances, which I've highlighted earlier, on corruption, lack of energy, lack of jobs, poor education, to mention just by a few. How are we going to do it? Peacefully marching in the city of Harare from Africa Unity Square. We go through Jason Moyo back with Samora Machel and back again in Africa Unity Square. So we have responded to the why, and we have responded to the how, and also when. I think the date is clear. So these are the three fundamental questions that we have been answering when we are meeting people in various constituencies here in Harare. Mm-hmm. The why is about the 10 grievances that we have. Several grievances that we have. People have suffered enough, and they believe that you cannot continue to suffer again. So the question is, what shall we do? Let's stand up, utilize our constitutional rights to get into the streets, register our displeasure against a failing and a failed government led by one Emmerson Mnangagwa.
All right, Vatoleri, guy, ndikubatei pamuromo, nitange ndatora mteleri, and ndikuona pane ma comments that are, and questions that are targeted towards you. So let me quickly take a caller, and then I'll come back to you with these questions, okay?
Okay.
All right, Zimbabwe Mushe, Bushe Logwa Manje, Silo Mnumzana Kelvin Manduna. Kelvin is an independent thinker, he's a political analyst, Ngumundo Ngsakulayo, and Jalo Silo Mnumzana Obey, Tererai Obey Stole, yena, he's the youth chairman of MDC Youth League. Siyazama ukudinga abantu abasakhulayo abebandeleza no-PF okwamanje khanya ngani ifone ekamabutho moyo iyahlupha, but we're trying by all means to make sure ukuthi uyangena kuhlelo. If not, I will make sure ukuthi ibandeleza no-PF lalo lizathola ithuba lokuthi bazikhulumele ukuthi babona njani udaba lukhona egudwini namhlanje. Asi ndikunzwa ndinemthereri alipho parinare. Khola mthereri, phinda emchirongwa thinzi.
Hello, big bye call.
Yebo, zuri kufambe.
Ayo ha kutatarika msango Botswana.
Tumelang papa, okay?
Litera.
Hai naketeng papa Thomas. Ukenile mapinda mchirongwa kikupa.
Kikupa murena. Big Mike.
Ware.
Kuna WhatsApp inzara. Lana ladzwa nenzara ndokuti mchiona lana laditi vatinamvira vamboenda kana kubasa kana chi. Panenge vachinonzi zvichaita. Zvichazoita rini nokuti takatarira 1980 Zambia zvipinda pachiga yakatitonga kwamakore esa ana munangwa vanga varimo muZambia imomo vakazopfeka mweya wechigandango kuvatoona kuti hazviite ndobva vabvisa vamugabe pachigavo zvakafanana nhasi uno kuti vana vadiki vapinda vapekwa nemweya wechigandanga kuti izvi hazviite izvi Daimana makamashira masoja anga achitsanangura nhasi uno achitaura kuti aiwa isisi mari dzatitambira hadziite ende nyaya yetobras kunga kuri kupolisi kunga kuri kumasoja ndovari kurarama nezanpf ndo vari kurarama vese vari kuchera mashure masoja vese nevanadiko vapurisa maconcept andelike havana chavari kuwana ezvinezvi mukati mehana dzavo ako tingadii nokuti tiri kutungamirirwa nevari kutaura kuti hatiite zvaka. The demonstration in MDC is a proper demonstration. Ndala ndala in demonstration ni kuna kunyunyuta kuna zakuti asukuna choita muka mukati mukura ndari kuzimbabwe for the past 3 weeks ndakaona makwirira aita fuel on daily basis nema basic commodities ndakatadzira kana mari yangandiina yakabva yaita shoma ndakatadzira kana napana wangu ndiita mwedzi but ndakatadzira ndakadzoka kuno kubasa kuBotswana. Saka zviri kurwadza vana veZimbabwe kuti munenge muchipfekedzwa chokunzi zvichaita hapana zvinomboita utungamiri wezanupf tagara tinouziva ende ndewechigandanga wekuti matobras acho ndo vanenge vachituma vana vadi kuti rovai nevatanga vachizviprotekta umbava umwe vanenge vakaita
zvino ndate utlo what I'm trying hongu matara zvese izvi asi nemaondere nyukuratidzira kuchabatsira sei
kuratidzira kunobatsira just because nyika yese katika kunyinyita kurungo chitwani wana we Zimbabwe kunobatsira kunyinyita ikoko ndokwakafanana nevanhu vakanyinyita vakabvisa vamugave pachigaro asi kuti ndavabvise munangama asi iye anofanira kuchinja maitiro munangama
saka nemaondero enyu hazvisi zvekuti tiri kubvisa vamunangagwa asi muda kuti vachinje maitiro
ndavachinje maitiro vamunangagwa wani vavaremekedze kodzero dzevanhu ndochekutanga ndavasiye vana vezimbabwe vaite mademonstrations avo tarive makatarisa kunana china hong kong thes mademonstrations ari kuitwa zvichiratidza kuti havasi kupfara nezviri kuitika saka munhu akademonstrata which means iwo unongochungamira utoona kuti apa ndakanganirwa nokuti kana kuti baba mukati memba wakwana mwana akati aiwa baba regedza kurova gara pasi uteve kuti sei mwana ati kwete haana kodzero dzokutaura nababa kuti ha baba makanganisa bhati akaudza mwana asumudza muromo anyunyuta ebut there is something happening ezvezvi makatarisa anapristira mpumira vavo vakabatwa mutuna anapristira mpumira havasi vega vanhu vakawanda ivavo vapa kuti tisvike nhasi pati makatarisa wese asiri muzimbabwe right now hamunhu iyo haasi kusapota zanupf vemanhanda vese havasapota zanupf kungoti munhu agara aisapota zanupf or ano saka vanenge achizivikanesa kuti ndewe zanupf yange vari gari yachete ngoti ndaandiri kuzanupf but hasisi zanupf nokuti akatiza munyika imo acha akatiza chii handi utungamiriri wacho
aiwa takunzwa zvikuru mukoma tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo handiti
zvakananga big mike
right dzuluka ndaba ndiyamuuzwa nhangu munomuzana ukwele botswana hayi uyakhuluma umbono wakhe athi ndikunzwa ndinomwe mutereri ngiyezwa kuthi ngilomunye umlaleli okhona ecingweni khola khola mutereri usungenele kuhlelo ngubani okhona ecingweni
umfundisi mhlanga emapiso esigabeni semarinoha
baba mhlanga unjani
ngikhona kunjani mfowethu
hayi sikhona nanti dabula khona egudwini abasakhulayo silo mnumzana u-obey story ecingweni ongisakhulayo ebandlele MDC bathi hayi ngolwesihlanu bakhangela ukuphuma ngobuningi babo betshengisele eHarare kuthiwa mhla ka-19 njalo ngobulawayo hayi bayaphuma ngobuningi babo ngicela ukuze umbono wakho
balungile impela mfowethu bademonstrate
nani usisho kanjalo
kuyindlela yokutshengisela ubuhlungu obusenhliziyweni zabantu ngoba nelizwe mfowethu ngathi liqalekisiwe ngendlela engibona ngakhona kubuswa ngabantu abangenazelo these guys have no sympathy kubantu basezimbabwe
kodwa awungitsheleke baba this is not the first time that abantu especially abe-MDC have taken to the streets betshengisela how is this supposed to be any different
bazobona mfowethu umntwana akazalwa ehamba unezigaba ukuze akhule ahambe ukutshengisela kufanele kutshengiselwe ngoba amazwe wonke siyabona betshengisela izinto ezizigcine zilungile
hayi okay phothela amazwi akho okugcina baba
mfowethu sithwele nzima kulelizwe ayikho into ekhona abantu abazi babambephi la bayekephi ngize ngifise ukuthi ngangunkulunkulu mhlawumbe ngase ngilungiselele ukuqedilele lolu hlupho lwasezimbabwe ya ubuhlungu mfowethu okwenzakayo i-corruption le ikhona ngitho kwasemakhaya kukholwa umumvu kwabantu bayabandlululwa kunikanga ngama-political parties asazi ukuthi okuyikho yikuphi
hayi siyakuzwa baba ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo is just ukuthi isikhathi sesesiziwe ngamboya
ngicela ukuba abantu umanandi eSouth Africa abuye eZimbabwe azokuzwa ubuhlungu nawe ngabe ekhuluma eSouth Africa abuye azobona abantu bayabahlupheka kanjani kule lizwe angazobe edayeni ngaseSouth Africa ngiyabonga
hayi siyabonga baba ngokungena kuhlelo tanki ngangithi
okay
right muri kunzwa mutereri ari uko hanzi zvina kumira zvakanaka munyika saka nemaondero avo hanzi aiwa MDC endirai mberi nechirongwa But let's go back to our first toilet. So we said 7 minutes we said to Abasakhulayo. Unfortunately, sizamile ngempela 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 ukudinga abantu abasakhulayo bebandlele zani PF. Umnumzana umbaba uThomoyo was supposed to join us namhlanje kodwa khanya ngani inetwork was problematic and uzamile ngempela laye ukusixhuma sithi hayi ngikhona I'm ready laye simzamile kodwa hayi inetwork imichina yangalezi nsuku. So sizazama ukumthola ukuthi silinikeze umbono owebandle lezi zani PF ikakhulukazi abantu abasakhulayo ukuthi bona bathini ngodabule khona egodweni namhlanje. But let's go back to Obey njengoba sesigqiba uhlelo. Obey uchiri popa chirongo here mkomo.
Ndiripo mkoma Mike.
Right, vachereri varikupinda hanzi hayi wabhora mberi aumana endera mberi nechirongwa. Mazwenyu ekupedzisira mkoma tasarwa ne 6 minutes tipe wo maonre.
Alright, mashoko angu andingada kunditauri ndichipedzisa ndeyekuti isise muri yeZimbabwe pane chinhu 1 kana chinhu chimwe chete which you must not then forget that in 2018 the people of Zimbabwe went to an election. This election, people voted for their preferred candidate, but the outcome did not reflect what the people had voted for, and that is a fact. This is the reason why the outcome was contested throughout, up to the Constitutional Court. Under normal circumstances, an election must only be contested up until the voting day, not also to contest the results. That is a direct indication to a captured system that you compromised a judicial system as well as a compromised electoral body. And I mean, whatever that happened in 2018 is what has led to the current crisis that we have. The economic situation that is deteriorating with each day that you are talking of today is only but a product, or rather a reflection of the illegitimate crisis that we have. So it's a legitimate crisis here in Zimbabwe, which also needs to be addressed so that all other challenges can be addressed. But going forward, I just want to encourage every Zimbabwean who is listening right now to be involved in shaping the future of the country. As I have alluded earlier on, Zimbabwe is the only country which we call home. It is upon ourselves to shape it in a manner that we believe is safer for the generations to follow.
It's
the starting point. Let's unite. Let's stand up. It is our constitutional right. Don't be afraid of anyone. Don't be threatened. Don't be intimidated. Let's march in peace up until freedom comes.
Vasole, Tichipeta Chirongwa, Hanzi Naskumbuzo Mlalazi, what solutions do you have in place besides making noise on the streets of Harare? Vasole?
Pardon?
Hanzi Naskumbuzo Mlalazi, and if you could answer this in a minute or so, Hanzi, what solutions do you have in place besides taking to the streets of Harare in protest?
I want to correct his understanding. Protesting is not necessarily making noise. We even told him that we'll be making noise. We'll be marching in peace.
But aside from protest, Hanzi, what solutions do you have? Something tangible for Zimbabweans?
I mean, we have so many solutions as a part. As alluded, you know, we have a plan to address the economy. We have a plan to create jobs. But these things cannot be done in exclusionary manner. I think we've indicated this in our SMART document. We have a proper plan to grow the economy by creating jobs for everyone. Not a promise that is non-existent. We know the challenge that has led to joblessness. It has been a failure to respect the operational framework of our industries, of our companies. So as a party, one solution is just to bring back the respect and the value addition in our operations so that you can attract industries back again in the country. Companies can perform above board so that employment is recreated, everyone gets a job. And also as a plan also to address the salaries of our civil service. We have great respect of our civil services. And going forward, we need to ensure that we raise capital that then supports our civil service. So I mean, the plan that we have is very broad, but it cannot be exhausted at this particular moment. It's unfortunate that you have only given me 1 minute.
That is very true.
For me to expand with regards to the plan.
No, definitely, was told it. Shagutra guy after Sunday teams will say, Iwa, Chirongwa Chakafamba say, Tuona Utichi, what is the next move forward. Asi tinotenda zvikuru sana kupinda muchirongo nguva ndiyo yadyanana. Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma.
Tinotenda chose.
Right, hoti ngihambe ku Kelvin. Kelvin, in 30 seconds mcela ugqiba uhlelo mnumzana.
Thank you. Things are very tough in Zimbabwe right now. I think even those of us who thought we could give ED time and others like Eddie Cross, you see, we have now abandoned the regime one after the other. I hope that the march goes ahead peacefully. I wish all Zimbabweans to march and express themselves, and hopefully the regime will listen to the concerns of the people. It appears very clearly they are out of ideas. And if they're out of ideas, they better reach out to other Zimbabweans.
Yes, Kati, Kelvin.
Who can assist them?
Hayi, siyabonga, siyabonga. Bafongo, ungena kuhlelo angithi. Zimbabwe muhle, mapinda mchirongwa no uwandu wenyu ndinotenda zvikuru. Tanki, tanki, siyabonga. Oliver Lisayo, ngenjabulo, ikamalami ngumai kove. Muri ya Zimbabwe. Bye-bye.